Hi, welcome back to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, I'm your host for these daily challenges. We've been at this for a few weeks now, and I've been so encouraged to hear from many of you who are tracking with these daily challenges and opening yourselves up to being challenged by Jesus to follow Him, even in this busy commuting lifestyle. If you're joining us for the first time, we're so glad you're here. These challenges are built on the idea of following Jesus, and if you've never explored that before, haven't quite considered yourself a follower of Jesus, we've got a course called Christianity 101 that'll introduce you to a lot of the basic concepts that these challenges try to build on. We want Redeem the Commute to be more than an app. We want it to be a community of people learning to follow Jesus together, even in the midst of a busy lifestyle, wherever we might be. So we've got a weekly rhythm that we follow. Mondays, a new idea. Tuesdays, we look at that idea in the Bible. Wednesdays, we allow ourselves to be open to change in our thinking about that idea. Thursdays, we take action. And then Fridays, we pray, reflect, and worship in response to that idea and the action we've taken. Saturday's a day for rest, and Sunday's a great day for community, both at home and as a Christian community. And we're forming a Christian community in Ajax. And if you'd like more information about that, make sure to get in touch with me. We hope that you won't do these daily challenges alone for long, but that you'll join with others around you in doing that. Grab somebody you know from the commute, somebody you know from the neighborhood, the daycare, wherever you spend your days. Connect with them and share this content with them and discuss each of our daily discussion questions or take action on these things together. Well, some big news in the GTA last week was that Rob Ford had won the right to stay in office pending an appeal. This was big news because a judge had just recently announced that he was guilty of a conflict of interest. But another judge has decided that it would cause him irreparable harm to be kicked out of office when there was still time for an appeal to decide that he could actually stay in office. He'd lose his job, his role in the city. He'd lose enough that it was going to cause him irreparable harm. In a word, we could say that that judge showed Rob Ford some mercy. The judge didn't say he wasn't guilty. That had already been decided. But what the judge did was lessen the consequences of that guilty charge. The judge took the consequences that were naturally in place for what Rob had done and just lessened them. Didn't change anything about the conviction, just the results. We're going to look a lot at the idea of mercy this week. But in the meantime, I have a question for you to consider, either alone or if you're working with a group, with them. And it's simply a question of when you've been shown mercy before. Has anyone ever lessened consequences that were coming to you? Well, have a good discussion. We'll see you tomorrow.